with no long-term contracts. Use this time to recover and grow your business and let Loch Associates Group deal with your people needs. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 13th of October. We've got loads of things to tell you about. We've got another guest to talk to. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray, and they say, "Hi, Business Bunker, there's so much dire news for businesses to contend with at the moment, but we've got to celebrate the arrival of Evie Ray Merrin on Saturday, courtesy of son and daughter-in-law. Important to remember there's lots to be grateful for, and there's a ray, to get it, ray yes. of sunshine to be found everywhere." So huge congratulations to the whole family on your new arrival.
We need good news.
We
that,
do,
that is
yeah.
indeed. Now, I have a question from the Sound of Spitfire yeah. up in Lincolnshire, A-up. He says he has a question for Dougie. So he says, "Dougie at Turkey Mill, interesting to hear, Dougie, the renovation story. And how have you balanced managing an efficient modern workspace with green agenda and having grade two restrictions?" Well, there's another whole story program.
Absolutely. No, we try. We're limited. We are limited by the listing, but it's commercially, it's if we do have vacant space, we don't pay vacant rates, which we like. But it's great charm. And people, I have found people saying it's hard to recruit staff these days. If you've got good staff, you want to retain them. Hmm. If they're working in charming surroundings, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great benefit. Our internet connections, as I say, we've got fiber optic cable right into the centre of the site. Not everyone's connected to it, that you get very fast speeds without it, but if you need it, it's there. We seem to mix the two well.
Has right. it got the old Kentish yellow bricks around there? The old yellows?
No, they're not.
What are they?
If you have
red.
Red. Okay. If you have a... Just listen, we've just... do look at our website, turkeymill.co.uk. We've
and
got lots
bit.
Of photographs. There's lots of history. Make your own mind up. You'll
nice.
See.
Nice. Yeah. Lovely.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from F Keys. Microsoft 365 end user support and training by Microsoft certified trainers and end user specialists. If you telephone Medway 01634 512 345, working and supporting clients 7 days a week. That's from lovely Alex Waterston, the owner of F Keys. And Alex is a certified, qualified Microsoft Office trainer. And brilliant, he is too.
And
charity buddy Martin has said, "Great choice of cheesy tune." I like you, Martin. Yeah, great choice of cheesy tunage. "Listening as I pack something I've sold on eBay with 10% going to charity. When salary or funded, 100% can then be donated to charity." Give Martin a follow on the Twitter, charity_buddy. He's a fundraiser for all local charities.
And talking of Alex Waterton, we've had a little email from him, and he says it's ADM Computing and Alex Waterton. He asks, "Is the data in your organisation safe? You can join us on Wednesday the 14th of October, so that's mañana, 10 to 11am to find out." So that's a good one to know about. Also, Ollie Venn, the security expert at WatchGuard Technologies, will be taking a look at the evolving workplace. Best practice for implementing a layered approach to security to protect your organisation and your employees, wherever they're located. And they'll be looking at data security, including a look at dark web scanning and the current cybersecurity trends for Q2 in 2020, an overview of the latest malware and internet attacks. So to register your place on this webinar, please visit ADM, that's www.adm-computing.co.uk/security-the-evolving-workplace. Thank
cool.
you, Alex.
I had a tweet from Chris Hyde. He says, "Turkey Mill sounds an amazing venue. Love hearing how the chaps clubbed together and bought the business."
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love a story like that.
Like a good story. Yeah. We like a good story here on the Bunker Show.
And whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. So why not enter the Maidstone Awards? You can go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk to enter. And there's a hashtag Ashford Awards 2020, and it's free entry. And there's also the M Stone Awards 2020.
There's now a meme going round of a rat. And Amanda said, I wondered how long it would take Vanilla Web to tell the rat smashing story. Yeah, thank you, darling.
And I answered rat cloth, because, of course, I have the rat cloth story of what I once left under your sink. The next Marsh, you'd need to be there, Dougie. The next Marsh Network online meeting is at 10:30 on Wednesday, the 14th of October, so that's manana, in the Zoom room. And you need to book, so please go to www.eventbrite.co.uk/emarsh-networking. And they say book now to ensure your place, as tickets are limited. And you can join them to give and receive support and set up one-to-one meetings to discuss collaboration and find out about the latest government support schemes and contribute to what's going on out there and how should we respond discussion. There's no joining or membership fees, just great networking. So see you tomorrow, 10:30 Wednesday. And details are on Kent Business Radio.
Fantastic. I tell you what, we've got another guest to talk to now. Yeah. Shall we hear from the lovely Bruce Kidd of Operational Accounting Systems? Yeah. Let's hear what Bruce had to say.
This is Channel 2.
Sorry about that. Press the wrong button, I did. Let me find that again.
Find old Brucey. Should I read something? So be inspired, up your game. Women in Business Live with Taz Thornton. Taz specialises in taking businesses from obscurity to getting noticed, and she believes anything is possible. Taz oozes positivity and is so much fun. So Thursday the 15th of October, that's coming up, 12 to 1:30, and you can book by going to www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic. I'll try again. I caught up with Bruce Kidd of Operational Accounting Systems. Let's hear what Bruce had to say. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show, after quite a gap, Mr. Bruce Kidd of Operational Accounting Systems, lovingly known by all of us as Oasis. Yes. Bruce, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show. Thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Sorry, I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for having me again. It's always great to come on your show. Mm.
So, Bruce, it's been a long time since we last spoke to you, and a lot has happened or not happened or in the world over the last 10 months or so, 9 or 10 months. So, for you and your business interests, just give us an overview of how things have been going since March and the lockdown and working from home and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. When all of this kicked off, it was a bit of a novelty for me and for most people in my company. We decided to go into lockdown perhaps before there was an announcement. Yep. And we did so because we felt concerned about getting ill as a company. Mm-hmm. Because if we all get sick, there's nothing to carry on. Yeah. So that was our big concern. So we kind of almost dispersed a couple of weeks before anything was really announced. We decided to make that decision. I stayed in the office for a while after that to work from there, to man the office and to, you know, certain things happening. But then when lockdown was announced, that was it. We kind of dispersed. Right. With that, we got a bit worried as a company, of course, like most people did.
Yeah. Let's just, for those that don't know, Bruce, let's just tell people what you do, because you're intrinsically a software company.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, that's what we do. We're a software company. Our businesses are around Kent and, in actual fact, all around the UK at this point in time. But our businesses are around Kent and we service them effectively. So we're their support, we're their consultancy, and in many cases we're the experts that deal with things like the payroll or CIS construction, specific things within those within those areas, I suppose, is our speciality. So our customers rely on us being at the end of the phone, regardless of whether there's a lockdown or not. Sure. And especially when the government announced schemes like the furlough scheme, for example, We had taken a stand very quickly to look at worst case scenario, like I think most businesses did.
Yeah.
But we looked at worst case scenario. We looked at our cash flow in that respect. Like, we might not be able to trade. Our customers might not be able to pay us. You know, how are we going to manage that period in time? So we looked at worst case scenario, and that's what we started building on. So obviously, that meant that as soon as the furlough was announced, we took advantage of the furlough scheme, because we didn't know whether our employees would be able to work or not, how the work would be like, if there is going to be any work.
Sure.
But I think for us then, taking that stand very quickly was actually a real positive thing, because it made us think in a different way. How can we get through this? How can we manage? You know, and I started laughing because, you know, me and you have spoken about this many times before, this working remotely kind of idea. Yeah. Oh, we all can work remotely. That's so easy. Just go to McDonald's. As long as there's an internet connection, I can work.
Yeah.
But as soon as we were pushed into it, there were so many other things to think about.
Yeah, it threw up lots of issues. Yeah, yeah.
No, and then suddenly it's like, oh my God, how do you communicate with people? How do you see people? Mm. Now, I never used Zoom before in my life, never heard of Teams until we started working from home.
Yeah.
And then we discovered our phone system doesn't work the way we should if we're not in the office, you know? Right. It was all those little teething things that you had to go through.
Yeah.
But what it did do for us as a company is made us really focus on what we're good at and how do we harness what we're good at in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So our phones were vitally important. We had to make sure that our customers can get through to us, because that's how we're going to support them. And of course, when things like the furlough came in, someone had to be able to answer their questions, because that's what we, you know, that's what we do. So we very quickly realized that our customers were going to not go away.
Right.
They're still going to need our support. Even if 10% of them go away, we still have the other 90% of them left.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not, we're lucky in that respect. We're in a business where things still kind of be carrying on.
Yeah.
So we then started looking at how to approach all different things. I mean, I run the sales and marketing, and I just didn't see myself ever going to someone again to go and sell to them face to face. So, you know, how do you manage that? So it's kind of, for me, starting more online meetings and spending a little bit more time doing that, talking to people in that way, was actually a real positive thing. And I realized very quickly that, in actual fact, for me as a salesperson, it was a huge time saving and a huge benefit in that respect, because suddenly I could still show them my screen. I don't have to be there. And in actual fact, I can show my screen to 10 people, which I couldn't do if I'm in an office, because I then had to find a big screen.
Mm.
All that stuff. So we.
An interesting point you make, though, Bruce, because I've heard that from a number of different angles, and not least of which people that do a lot of networking have gone online and Zoom and Teams and BlueJeans and everything to network, and have gone, I don't want to go back to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, driving 20 miles for a greasy breakfast when I can sit in my gym jams. And talk to the same amount of people on my screen.
I think it's about using your time more cleverly, which, you know, in a way we were forced to do. And I don't think if we didn't have this, we personally, you know, we potentially wouldn't have done this in this way. So it benefited us. I very quickly realized we need to, because we're going to be dispersed, I got Mark, marketing executive, and we spent the whole day filming, for example, so that there was some work we could edit and constantly have something come out.
Right.
But in that process, you know, you kind of think, how can I get my name out there? You know, you can't do the filming you used to do, and what you put out on social media and all that kind of stuff without it just being a lot of nonsense, really.
Right.
So we did the filming, and we came up with our idea of just checking in. So I'm sure you've seen on a weekly basis, I have an episode that I release on this, just checking in. And it really was just so that there's a bit of consistency in what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, now time has moved on, and as a company, we've actually grown through
really?
This.
Okay.
I mean, for us, we've done so well. I really can't complain. Because it just seems like everybody had that initial kind of 3 month situation of what the hell am I going to do? Yeah. How am I going to get through this? How is my customers going to get through this? Mm. And slowly but surely, everybody settled into what they were doing, and it just started going again. Now, you know, I must stress that we're not a cafe, so we don't have that footfall needed. We're not a high street shop, which I absolutely know terribly affected by this kind of thing. But for us as a business, you know, on the other side, for us it's been a positive effect. It saved us a lot of cost. And it's out to the point where now we've actually realized we don't need our building anymore. We don't need the office. And we're going to move to a service office that's much smaller, where some of us can work when we need to, in actual fact, at the Kent space. So, you know, it's like that's really benefited us. Our staff is coming back off furlough now because the scheme is over. And I know it's terrible, but we've benefited from the scheme, you know, as a company, and we should have, because we didn't have enough work for everybody. But now that things are kind of getting better, we've saved the cost, and this company is actually growing, we can afford to get everybody back again and operate as a company.
Yeah, so, absolutely. You make some brilliant points there, Bruce. And again, it's something that I've heard. You know, that of course, there are lots of businesses that are suffering because they're physical businesses that need people. You know, like cinemas, theatres, hotels, all that business. But those businesses in software and services that don't need physical presence to do their business have all suddenly realised that their expensive offices are an overhead they don't need. And that's going to have a dramatic effect on lots of other things as well, because the commercial property market is looking dodgy. But it should also, fingers crossed for me, is help people like me with my Fruitworks place in Canterbury, where not only do we get people coming in there to work, but we get team meetings for businesses that want to get everybody together just once every couple of weeks. So, you know, like you said, there's swings and roundabouts for everybody. And some businesses have grown and succeeded. But what really enthuses me a lot is those businesses that have taken the opportunity to look at themselves again and to reorientate themselves and to start doing things in a different and more creative way.
Yeah, I it's really interesting what people have come up with. And it also, you know, I know we've spoken about this before, people find change so difficult, don't they? But suddenly when you are presented with something like this, if you don't change, you could be in real trouble here. You know, if you don't change how you think about your business or how you want to move forward, you know, if your business was totally aimed at always being in front of people at a networking meeting, then if you can't get your head around how I'm going to get around that, then that's a real problem for businesses. I mean, I've never been the best of networkers out there. I don't mind a networking event, but I'm not the best of networkers. I don't go to a network with the idea of picking up business. I really see it more as a social idea. It for me, it's never been the way that I do business. So when I couldn't do that suddenly, I missed the social aspect of seeing people that I like and, you know, being proud of their businesses and what they've done. But it's not my business, I suppose, to go and pick a business up there. But I get some people that need to do that, and for them it's been really hard. You know, it's been very difficult to move forward if you can't see a way of how you're going to get out of that. I mean, for us, it's been affected because we can't run events, for example. But at the same time, you know, an event is about the information you present. It's about what to give to the audience while they are there. And what I really like about it now is I don't have to stress myself about what food I'm going to give them, whether they are lactose intolerant with the coffees and teas, whether they want real coffee or instant coffee. I don't have to fill 3 hours of space because no one wants to drive somewhere just for an hour of an event. They don't want to drive to London Golf Club from Ashford for an hour to go sit and see half an hour of information. However, if I move that event online, then there's no reason for them to, that can just pop out of bed, look at the event, carry on their day as normal. It doesn't take half day to get somewhere. You know, they don't have to worry about how they're going to present themselves, because it is about the information that they receive. So with that in mind, we actually had an event on the 23rd of June, which was going to be looking at the reverse charge VAT that was coming in on the 1st of October. But of course, just a week or so before that, they moved it till the 1st of March next year.
Yeah, it's 2021 now, isn't it? Yeah.
That's it, which again, that benefited us, because what I then had time to do was to take my event, to move it to an online event on the 20th of November, still 100 days to go before the actual implementation. But now I can benefit from, and I've already got like 60 bookings, you know. It's like, I would never have had 60 people come to my event at London Golf Club. You know, I know not everybody is going to turn up online, but it's still a much bigger number than when I started with. And I could host up to 250 people on the meeting, you know. So it actually gives me a real opportunity to speak to so much more people, condense the information, and no one is getting tired of it. So in that respect, for me, it's been a real positive.
Absolutely. And one of the things I've seen, I don't know if you do this, Bruce, one of the things I've seen from a lot of organizations that have taken their meetings online, of course, they record them. So even if you don't join in live, you can listen to what happened at any point that you wanted to.
I know. It's great.
So it's broadened it out to a much, much bigger audience than you would normally have gone to, which is kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? When you think about, I'm going to talk to someone on my computer, you don't think, and that's going to treble the audience.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love what that's done for our business, because it's just made me think outside the box. You know, even something small like giving up our office, which was a decision we only made this week. But that in itself immediately kind of started the creative juices flowing, because suddenly I was thinking, okay, now if we want to go and film for the day, I can actually go to any location I want. I can have anything in the background I want, you know, without using a green screen, of course. But I can have all of that, and I can really go somewhere that makes sense for the filming I'm doing, rather than being stuck in an office, because, well, I have an office.
Exactly. And that's in line with a point you made earlier about our reluctance to change. You know, absolutely. We've talked for a long time. We've talked about flexibility. We've talked about working from home. We've talked about all these issues, and people go, well, I've got an office. The office is nice. I don't need to do that. How would I see Betty if, you know, if we were working from home? And all of a sudden, because there's no choice, we've been forced to do it. Yeah. Within the space of a couple of weeks, we've all completely flip-flopped and gone, well, yeah, of course, we recognize we could have done this months ago, and, you know, and off we go, which is lovely. Obviously, it has a detrimental effect on certain things. So, you know, all those venues that we were using physically are going to suffer. So the task for them is for them to start to pivot and work out how they can become relevant.
Correct.
In a post-COVID world. And that's not easy, but I'm sure there's loads of smart people working on what they do about that.
So, totally agree with that.
Yeah. So for you, Bruce, your events were famous at the London Golf Club, very sumptuous events that you were staging. But not only that, very informative events, as you just said, the construction industry reverse charge VAT, which has been touted for over a year now, and they keep having dates for it to come in, and people keep panicking about doing it. And then, of course, they have to shove it out again because nobody's ready, which is probably just as well. But you do lots of informational events. So what have you got anything planned for the next few months?
Yes, I've got, I'm working in conjunction with EasyStock. Now, EasyStock, for example, is one of the softwares that we sell, and we've taken on not long before the lockdown started. And really, we were planning a whole bunch of, I was planning a roadshow, actually, with the EasyStock. So I was planning on actually going different places with it. But the problem, of course, then happened. EasyStock actually went into lockdown long before we did because they were a Norwegian company, so they couldn't actually do certain things that I wanted them to do for us. So it actually taken quite a while and up to now for me to put a couple of events together. So I've got coming up in late November, after the just after the reverse charge VAT event, I've got a couple of Easy Stock webinars coming up. And again, that's really informational because it's about, you know, it's about giving information to the audience to see this is what you potentially can have by using this bit of software.
Right.
It's not selling events. I just don't do that kind of stuff. But it really is about the information and about people starting to think, oh, actually, hold on a second. I do have stock and I do need this. I do have seasonality. And I'm using the famous idea of the toilet paper. You know, everybody knows what happened when lockdown started. Everybody went to buy toilet paper for some bloody reason and just don't get it.
Yeah.
But I was talking to the guys from Easy Stock, and what Easy Stock could have done in that scenario, if you are a person who keeps toilet paper out of stock, for example, Easy Stock would have seen the early warning signs about that and it would have allowed you to get more stock in and that kind of stuff. And that's what it's really good at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got a couple of them coming up. I also have my normal events coming up, like we are really big. Our customer Christmas event has always been well attended and a huge event where we do a lot of stuff up. I'm doing the same, just going to be an online experience this year. You know, it's like I'll get packages out to those participating. We'll still have our quiz online and we'll still have fun. Again, that's really more aimed at my customers. But it's, again, aiming at giving them information about what we've done as a company, how we've gotten through this time, and what our plans are going forward. It's just so that people can really trust that we're doing the right thing for them. You know, we've got a large customer base, and they want to know that their supplier is not going anywhere when they have to pay 7,000 people in the payroll system or that kind of stuff. Going into next year, now that's a different story. Although we do plan quite a long time in advance, I've got my normal payroll event coming up. Again, that's aimed at all the changes coming in for payroll from April next year. I might have to put up a Brexit event because the way the software is changing on the from January for how you would record VAT, EC VAT won't exist anymore. You have to do import there. So all that kind of stuff. I might have to put something up like that. But those will all be online events because I can then just reach an audience. And like you say, I can record those events and I can make them available to my whole base, especially those who couldn't make it on the day. So, and then we're going into May next year when we have the a construction event in June and the Kent, the Business Vision Live, sorry, in May. And again, you know, we'll have to see how those pan out at this point in time. But I'm supposed to be going to those events for the first time. I've had a real idea for one of them, which I think would be groundbreaking if we get to the event. We'll just see if that can happen. But I found a way of being there but not being there. And I'm really hoping that could pan out as a real good idea because I just, you know, we kind of love coming up with different things. And at some point, I want to be hosting a real big Kent quiz, business quiz online because I just think that at some point businesses are getting, you know, just to have a bit of fun as well. In the meantime, of course, you learn a lot during a quiz and that's how I use them. But it's a different kind of event, networking event kind of idea to bring people together, I think. So I'm looking at all these things. So, yeah, there's a lot from an event point of view. In actual fact, we've had to work really hard to make sure we get our information out. And I'm starting to do more videoing of how we work as a company and little bits of information for our customers, you know, so that there's a bit more online about what we do. And this whole scenario has forced us to do those things now. So it's been good for us. Yeah.
Fantastic. Listen, Bruce, that's really good to hear. And you're doing so many things. And I'm really pleased that your business is going from strength to strength with this. And it's fantastic what you've done. And you've taken on board all the things that you need to. And you're pushing things forward with information and support. Fantastic. I wish you continued success with that. If people want to find out about Oasis, give us your website.
So it's www.oasis.com. oasis-a-sys.co.uk. So it reads oasis.co.uk, but you can find me on LinkedIn under Bruce Kidd or under Operational Accounting Systems. We're also on Twitter at @O_A_sys. So you'll find us everywhere. You can find my mug is everywhere at the moment, I think.
Quite right, too. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us on The Bunker Show. It's a pleasure, as always, to talk to you. Keep on keeping on, my friend, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Paul. It's been awesome to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being, and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was Bruce Kidd from Operational Accounting Systems, Oasis, as it's fondly known, telling us about all the things that they've got planned and how they've had to pivot. I don't like that word, but they've had to pivot and do lots of different stuff.
You only like that when you're doing ballet, don't
you?
Yeah,
exactly. Don't start. I've got loads of trouble over that. We're pleased here on Business Bunker Show to also be sponsored by Spinnerjet, the facilities management company. They're commercial cleaning, grounds maintenance, jet washing, and lots more. You can find out more about them by dropping them an email at info@spinnerjet.co.uk.
And don't they do a COVID sort of fogging?
They do COVID fogging. They certainly do.
Stays on the surface for 6 weeks?
I don't think it's that long.
I was told it was 6 weeks.
Yeah, the manufacturers used to say that, but somebody pulled them up on it, and apparently it's 3 weeks or something like that.
I know the lovely salon in Herne Bay, Salon 123.
They have it regularly done, yeah.
They have it regularly done. So.
We have it regularly done in Fruitworks as well, yeah.
It's a good idea.
We have it done every fortnight. Yeah, they just fog everything. But what they do is they deep clean it all first. So they deep clean all the surfaces, disinfect it, everything's cleaned, and then they fog the entire atmosphere, and it just leaves a layer on everything. Mm. It's not sticky or anything. You don't really know it's there, but it keeps it as clean as you can. And with somewhere like Fruitworks, where we've got a lot of people working in there, it makes it easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I want to go through some of the Federation of Small Business news and stuff at the moment.
Okay.
So basically, what have we got here? There's a lot of events that they've got coming up. They're all webinars, they're all online. FSB Kent, how to effectively manage your finances and your mental health, which is happening on Wednesday, the 21st of October, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a virtual event which will explain financial support, the options that are available to you, and signpost mental health resources to keep you and your staff in a healthy state of mind. You can register by going to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Kent, how to effectively manage. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Kent, how to effectively manage. All of these links will be on the Kent Business Radio website. We're going to be putting up an FSB page where you will find all of these links. The Maximize Your Membership event is taking place mañana, tomorrow, Wednesday the 14th of October, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you're already a member of the FSB, this is a webinar that you can join in where they remind you of all the things that you get as a member and how to utilize them and how to make use of them. It's a really interesting webinar, actually, because you kind of lose track of what you get as part of your membership. And they say, now more than ever is the time to make sure you're making the most of your benefits. You can book by going to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Kent Maximize. As I said, all these links will be on the Kent Business Radio website anyway. There's workshop Beat the Recession, a Blueprint for Business Survival. That's taking place on Thursday, the 15th of October, 11 a.m. to 12:15. This lively, interactive session led by Stockport Chartered Accountant Chris Booth, who runs McKellen's Masterclasses here, will take attendees through a 7-point plan of action that you can implement in your business straight away, and then they'll finish up with a Q&A session. You can book your place on that webinar by going to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/beat the recession. What else we got? Oh, the Women in Business Big Zoom Brunch. Thursday the 12th of November, 10 a.m. to 11:30. FSB Chair for Women in Business, Deborah Turner, for a solid 90 minutes of the best networking you can get this side of Christmas. Meet individuals in the Zoom breakout rooms, make new business contacts, have fun, and learn something new from fellow female entrepreneurs. If you want to register for the Women in Business Big Zoom Brunch, it's fsb.org.uk/event-calendar/FSB Kent Women in Business. So they are some of the events that the Federation of Small Business have got going on in the next week or so. What you got, Jules?
Oh, I'm just looking. Alison Palmer has said, nice, easy, Eurolars, eh? You know, about the .co.u, you know, the thing we were saying before about right. the website for that event.
Okay.
And Gravesham for Business.
Oh, I just saw that, yeah.
Have said that they've, I've lost that tweet now. It was on my timeline. You always ask me these things when I've gone off them. That's the trouble.
I got it if you haven't.
Go on then. Oh, yes. Thank you, Surinder, for hosting us for a recent visit to Meppens, which is a rural retreat boasting a vineyard. And they said Business Bunker is live this afternoon if you can listen. So Meppen is the Meppen Valley Vineyard, which, of course, is family-run vineyard. Mm. And, of course, award-winning English wines.
Award-winning, no less.
Yeah, well, Kent wines are just rocking, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
The sparkling.
It's funny enough, viniculture is one of the massive growth businesses in Kent.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, we've always been the Garden of Kent. We've always been a fruit producer. Mm. But now wine is one of the biggest growth industries that the county has. There's dozens.
Well, we have a microclimate. And my kids often say they work in London now. They drive down to Whitstable and they say, it's pouring with rain, you know, as they come down. And then it suddenly stops. And the sun comes out as they get to our lovely Kentish microclimate. What will you do to make Black Friday and Cyber Monday a financial success? This is the Biz Planning Club asking. They say many businesses just don't bother to take advantage of this shopping fest. Find out how with Biz Planning Club. So that's a Twitter handle, Biz Planning Club. It's a guide to make a big financial success. Everything you need is right here. And the details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/black-friday.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from F Keys telling us about the lovely Adrian Kearney.
Is he ferrying a parrot around?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Adrian of AK Pet Services, transferring and caring for your pets from your home to the vets. Catteries, groomers and more. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's an emergency service as well. He will take your parrot to the vet if you need it. If you want to find out more, 0772-589-511. Or you can follow him on the Twitter at AK Pet Services. Do check him out. We normally have Adrian on the show coming up this time of year soon because he does a lot of stuff about
fireworks.
Looking after your pets during bonfire night. But I don't suppose we're going to have many bonfire nights this year, are we?
Well, there'll be small ones.
Not unless we go back to the original thing and light one under the House of Parliament.
Well, there's an idea.
You never know.
What, though? I know everybody's criticising Boris and that, but today when I was driving in, he was being criticised for not locking down enough. You know?
Oh, you can't win, that's for sure.
If he locks down, he's criticised, and if he doesn't lock down, I wouldn't want to be in his job. And Trump today was out. We're not talking about politics, Dougie. He was out today not wearing a mask, saying he wanted to kiss all the audience. And I had to turn from the news
He's just trolling them now, isn't he? He's just trolling them all. Because I saw he was going on last night about he's immune now. Now he's had it, he's immune and he can't pass it on and all kinds of stuff.
It's crazy. Yeah, crazy. So I had to turn on to Greatest Hits Radio, which was much more pleasant when I drove in. Do you offer accredited green or sustainable environmental products or services? And do you want to reach out to more customers? Check out the new Green Business Hub platform, greenbusinesshub.eco. Is that the lovely Martin White?
It certainly is.
I thought it might be.
Mm.
I think he's got a little thing on his website from me, actually, some sort of story that I told him about eco. I can't remember.
Is it true?
I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And then there's a bounce back loan scheme. Listen, this is a good one. There is a hashtag, So Bounce Back Loan Scheme, if you use that, you'll find it. Closes on the 4th of November. Many small business owners have benefited from this financial support. So you can hopefully snare or snaffle 2K to 50K with no repayments for 12 months. There's a 2.5% interest loan and it's available through the British Bank, which you can find on Twitter at British B Bank Lenders. So at British B Bank. And you can also go to their website, which is www.british-business-bank.co.uk. That's a lot less interest than the student loan, which is 6%, the poor blighters.
Yeah, what the bounce back loans, they've now, if I remember rightly, they've spread out the repayments as well. You don't have to repay it for a few years. Whereas when they first announced it, you had to start repaying it at the end of the year. Now you've got 2 years before you start repaying it, and you can pay it in instalments and do all kinds of stuff.
You'll notice I've thrown my Mevagissi Eco Cup away.
Well, I'm not surprised. It was leaking.
3 years old, that was.
Luckily, you had wellies on.
It's had a lot of cider in it.
Luckily, you had wellies and one of those big plastic Macs.
Yeah, and Trenchfoot.
Yeah. And what?
Trenchfoot. Yeah, from the old wellies that leaked.
You got Trenchfoot as well. Does that rust your metal kneecap?
Possibly. No, I think titanium's
pretty robust.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like that word, robust.
Robust. It's a nice word, isn't it?
More,
robust.
Shouldn't
we, robust? Yeah. We ought to robustly use it more.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, absolutely. Do check this out. It's an exciting new initiative from the lovely folks at ZC Social Media.
We love a new initiative. On
We like an initiative on the Bunker Show. Growth Academy membership site, the ZC Academy, is led by international social media trainer and consultant Zoe Cairns, whose birthday it was a couple of days ago. Happy birthday, Zoe. And her team. It's a training community for small businesses, entrepreneurs and social media managers. It's a membership site all about social media and digital. The Academy is full of in-depth training, live Q&A sessions, live Q&A calls, planning sessions and much, much more to help you plan, create and grow your social media and to get results. It's a fantastic thing. Do check it out. ZCSocialMediaAcademy.com is the website. ZCSocialMediaAcademy.com. Check it out. It's a fantastic thing. It's a great resource and it's really useful. There's loads of really useful information. Zoe is my go-to guru for anything social media.
I've read all mine, you know, diligent, you see.
You haven't, have you?
Dougie, who really does all the work on this show?
I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got all the boring stuff now.
You can pass me a boring one.
I've got a really long one. Do you want to read that?
You
can familiarise yourself with that while I do this one.
It's never been done before. I've never, ever read anything before. Practice.
The VAT deferral new payment scheme. If you defer payments that were due, this is really complicated, so pay attention. Yeah. If you defer payments that were due between the 20th of March and the 30th of June this year, 2020, then these payments must be made to HMRC by the 31st of March, 2021. You can use the new payment scheme to spread these payments over equal instalments up until the 31st of March 2022. Alternatively, you can make payments as normal by the 31st of March 2021 or make time to pay arrangements with HMRC if you need more tailored support. The new self-assessment, self-service time to pay scheme. If you're deferring payments, paying your July 2020 payment on account, you will need to pay the deferred amount in addition to any balancing payment and first 2020-21 payment on account by the 31st of January 2021. I'm going to ask questions about this in a minute, so I hope you're all paying attention.
I nodded off. Sorry about that.
Yeah. This may be a larger payment than you usually pay in January. If you're unable to pay your self-assessment bill in full by the 31st of January 2021, you can set up a time-to-pay payment plan of up to 12 months online without speaking to us. If you have self-assessment tax debts of up to £30,000, you'll be able to access this time-to-pay facility through gov.uk and will get automatic and immediate approval. If your self-assessment debts are over £30,000 or you need longer than 12 months to repay your debt in full, you will still be able to use our time-to-pay arrangements, but you need to call HMRC. Good luck with that. Have you got all that?
This is very long.
Good.
No, I'm looking at this. This is even worse.
Yeah.
But the Green Business Hub, she says, winging for time so that she doesn't have to read the long email. They say, yeah, thank you so much for the shout out today. Good job. We were listening too. And they've sent us a tree hugging GIF. or GIF, whatever.
It was Martin that sent me the funny GIF of the welly boot.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I really like your logo, Martin. It's very nice. Very, very lovely. I don't like the word nice, but it's a really, really beautiful, bright logo. I wonder who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
Don't know.
So there's a job retention bonus. The guidance is now live. Further guidance for the job retention bonus is available. It includes information about how you can check if your employees are eligible and when you can claim the bonus. You'll be able to claim a one-off payment of £1,000 for every eligible employee that you furlough and or furloughed and claimed for through the coronavirus job retention scheme, which is the CJRS. And if you kept continuously employed them until at least the 31st of January next year, 2021, you do not have to pay this money to your employee. So to be eligible, employees must earn at least £1,560,000 between 6th of November 2020 and the 5th of February 2021 and have received earnings in the November, December and January tax months. Employees must also not be getting a contractual or statutory notice period for you on the 31st of January 2021. So where do they go to find out more, Paul Andrews?
Gov.uk.
Go to gov.uk.
If you go to gov.uk and then put in the search that you want to find out more, it will bring it up.
Okay, so lots of pluses there really for you if you're concerned about your employees. But you can find out more, as Paul Andrews says, on gov.uk.
Yeah. Athelbrow tweeted, their associate Sarah is running two diversity and inclusion sessions today for a client in Folkestone. They say this is a very popular course at the moment, with bookings coming in from both international clients and SMEs, and it's important to get right. If you want to find out about a whole range of different courses that Athelbrow run, give them a follow on Twitter, Athelbrow LTD, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D is their Twitter handle. So, have you run out of things again?
Yeah, I'm just looking at Spinnerjack. So they've said hello and like. I'm looking at the Twitter. It's just going bananas.
Okay, well, I'll read this while you're doing that.
Yeah.
From the 1st of March 2021, the way VAT is collected in the construction industry is changing. Find out how your construction business will be affected and what you need to do about it now by joining this live webinar. You can ask questions using the on-screen text box. It's how to apply the VAT reverse charge for construction services. Find out when to apply the VAT reverse charge, how to show the reverse charge on your invoices, how your business may be affected, and what to do if you make a mistake when applying the reverse charge. You can choose the date and time of the seminar you want to go to, but this is run by HMRC, and if you want to register for it, go to register.gotowebinar.com/177891. We'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website. I tell you what, the government really are out on a wing and a prayer with this, aren't they? If they think that your average builder is going to be able to cope effectively with reverse VAT, they're really barking up a tree.
Your average builder is snowed under anyway, can't
exactly.
get a builder till next year. My plumber is booked now till next February.
Well, couldn't even fix the leak in your cup.
No, I mean, really.
Why not take advantage of our family business discovery workshops? If you join Anita Brightley Hodges for an inspiring, motivational day for you to work on the future of your family business, whether you work with cousins, uncles, grandparents, in-laws, or any family scenario, you all will benefit. If you want to put something together, if you go to familybusinessplace.com/discovery workshop, that's familybusinessplace.com/discovery workshops. That's it. You've given up, have you?
Oh yeah, I've got a cup of hot water here.
Did you read the did you read the tweet that you got sent from Fruitworks?
I think I did, but I can read it about them.
Zoom rooms.
Yeah, but no, maybe not. I'll have a look.
Well, I would. You don't want to miss anything, do you?
No,
you've got nothing else to do.
I'd feel sad if I did. So they're saying, if you're looking to take your business to a new level, this isn't the one you mean, but I think it would do. If you need space to work, but finding it hard to get something reasonable and not tied into a long, complex lease, which is what we were saying with Dougie earlier, Our residential spaces may be the answer. Simple pricing and great community. Please check out fruitworks.co/studio. So can they live in there as well as work if it's residential?
What?
Well, they're calling it residential.
Yeah, no. It just means that it's yours and you don't share it, because Fruitworks is primarily a hot desking space where you share desks.
Okay.
But those aren't shared.
I think that's a misleading, because residential, I thought you could just live there as well.
Well, you probably could.
Yeah, it looks nice. I've seen a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking. Oh, can we have a bunker shout out, please, Jules Serkin? That's why I didn't see it. It was addressed to me.
What a stupid thing to do.
I know. I was drinking brandy last night. The brand new Fruitworks meeting Zoom rooms for video calls are all ready. There's a beautiful picture. They all look really lovely. There's a lovely Victorian window with beautiful sash windows. We all love a sash window, don't we, Dougie?
We certainly do.
I love a sash window. Find out more about us and hear a message from the CEO on the future of our workspace. And you can go and have a look at Fruitworks. So it's on the Twitter, Fruitworks Co. A surveyor. So sound is something I need to get advice on.
Sound?
Yeah, I look after rental properties and I manage them and very well, I might say. Lovely team of builders and things. But one of the houses which we've done up is really lovely. Somebody's bought it, can't live in it, they've got to be in London. And the neighbour next door, it's an ex-council. So next door is a council and he is very noisy. Bit of a druggie, Dougie.
Thank you very much.
He's on his Xbox all day and he shouts at his children. And so the lovely tenant that's just moved in loves the house, but I need to look at soundproofing. Thin walls. It's probably a 1950s.
You want some of that? You want some of the stuff we got in the studio?
Yeah, egg boxes.
Yeah. No, but that stuff.
Not very elegant, I don't think.
No.
But, I mean, this is a lovely, it's the yellow Kent bricks that I love. Yeah. We need to talk about it anyway, if you've got any ideas.
Soundproofing.
Just thought I'd get, well, Mikey might know, wouldn't he?
But Mikey put this up, so he'd just recommend our studio
though,
soundproofing.
Just a little corner.
Whole wall. Yeah, but it works. It works because what it does is it deflects the sound waves, and you don't need much. It just deflects the sound waves. If you go outside now, you can't hear us.
I can. When I was working in the house with the builders, say the Royal Wee, they were working, I was swanning around. But I could hear every word this man was saying, mostly F, to his children. So not nice. So I've got to do something about it because I don't want to lose the tenant.
Yeah. Book your place on the Brighter Futures online event and discover how your business can access a range of training and support programs, as well as being able to virtually meet and talk to potential trainees. The practical and informative online morning session will cover how businesses can access and capitalise from the Chancellor's new employment initiatives. The event also explores the Care Leaver Covenant and how businesses can tap into undiscovered talents and benefit by getting involved to give a young adult a career boost. It's taking place on the 28th of October. The agenda is a morning session, live online between 9 a.m. and 11:40. There's an opening address by Medway Council CEO Neil Davis and Councillor Josie Isles, the portfolio holder for Children's Services. There's information on the Kickstart programme, on the Care Leaver Covenant, on apprenticeships, on funding, and you can also hear from an apprentice and an employer. The afternoon session, which is live online from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m, you can meet and or interview potential trainees. If you want to book on this or you want to find out more about it, the Brighter Future event is an outstanding opportunity to bring together Medway businesses and enthusiastic, capable trainees. You can book your place now by sending an email to skills@medway.gov.uk. So that's skills@medway.gov.uk. And that is the Brighter Futures online event. Find out all about it by going there. What?
Time.
Gentlemen. It's nearly time.
I know what's going to happen when you go off air.
What?
You and Dougie are just going to go on and on and on about turkey meal and history and rats and everything. The history,
is that right?
How you used to clamber up ladders and go down chimneys. And...
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, I know you are. It's going to go on for hours. I might slip out.
Might you?
Yeah.
Well, I've got work to do. I've got to put up the listen again, haven't I?
I've got a roast chicken to do when I get home.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
What?
We've probably reached the end of the show.
I knew that.
Yeah, did you know that?
Time, even though there's no clock.
Yeah.
It's just by amorphous. I knew it.
Absolutely. I want to say a huge thank you to our show sponsors, our long-term show sponsors, Lock Associates. Thank you, Dougie.
Yeah, Dougie says it's so much better.
Yeah, yeah, he does, really. I'm going to have to employ him to do this every week. Yeah. Lock Associates Group.
I was amazed at how big the locks were. Yeah. The locks. They are huge, aren't they?
Yale or Chubb?
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Stunning.
What are Yale or Chubb?
Oh, no.
Anyway, big locks. Big thank you to Lock Associates Group. Thank you so much. And to Spinnerjet, the facilities management folks. We'll be back with another show next week. A massive thank you to our two guests, Mr. Dougie Lawson of Turkey Mill, the fabulous Turkey Mill. Check it out. And Bruce Kidd of Operational Accounting Systems. To my lovely co-host, the suitably welly-booted Jill Serkin. We'll be back with another show next week. Thank you for joining us this week. Stay safe. See you all soon. Bye for now.
I'm out to find a puddle.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month.